It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, airs statewide on HPR1 stations on Fridays as part of Afternoon Drive, our broadcast of All Things Considered. Then we archive the segments online as a resource for the community at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others, animals and people, among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about an effort from Helping Hands Hawaii, and it is called their Adopt a Family Program. We've heard about it at other times, but we're going to focus on it today. It links individuals and families in need with donors in the Aloha State. Participants are referred to the program through a large network of community partners, and donors participate by adopting a family. These are families that are facing poverty. They're battling severe illnesses, recovering from domestic violence, suffering from mental health challenges, enduring homelessness in the state that leads the United States with its homeless epidemic per capita. We're going to learn more about how we can help out the Adopt a Family program with Helping Hands Hawaii President and CEO Jan Harada. Welcome back, Jan. Good to see you.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. And before we dial in on this program, as we said we would, just in general, remind folks who Helping Hands Hawaii is and what kinds of services and supports you guys back.
So Helping Hands Hawaii, you know, we really like to say we try to impact the lives of some of, you know, Hawaii's most vulnerable. So those are folks that are struggling with poverty, like you mentioned, homelessness, mental illness, addiction. We work with immigrants with language access challenges due to their limited English proficiency. Sure. And we also help children or families with children, young children. And, you know, we help folks who are just struggling day to day to make ends meet and keep a roof over their head or get a roof over their head.
How do you guys get your funding?
We are about 45% to 50% government, which is a combination of state, federal, and county. And the remainder of that is either fee-for-service, so revenue we generate from services we provide. Contributions and grants is a small percentage, maybe 10-11% of that. And the rest is earned income that we get from some rental that we rent out in our building that we own.
And this Adopt a Family program, which I understand has a goal of serving over 700 needy area families. Explain what this is for folks who are right here in the midst of the holidays, perhaps it's big kickoff weekend, wanting to give back.
Right. So Adopt a Family, you know, what it really at its core is really helping families who are struggling to have a brighter Christmas or holiday season. You know, when you're poor, the holidays really magnify that. So especially for children, especially for seniors who live alone, the disabled, so really vulnerable population. So the program matches up their stories and their wish lists with donors who help to fill those wishes and provide, you know, gifts according to what the household says they need.
And how would people go about supporting this?
So they can do many things. They can either contact us at aaf@helpinghandshawaii.org to become a donor. We'd send them a form. We're trying to shoot for a deadline of December 5th for donors that want to adopt specific families. And then once they send in their form, they are sent stories to choose from. So because we also understand that donors might say, hey, you know what? I'm a cancer survivor.
Right.
So you've got anybody over there that's a cancer survivor, or I'm a single parent. I'd love to support a single parent household or something to that effect. So we send them stories, they pick the family or families, some adopt multiple, and then they go out and they shop for that wish list, and then they drop it off. We're hoping for a drop-off of December 8th, but we also understand sometimes that gets missed. And then there are also donation drives at some of the area businesses that are hosting what we call wishing trees.
Yeah. I see that. And there's people collect donations used for the families who are not matched with one-on-one.
Yeah, though. And you know, sometimes people, they don't have, you know, a specific family that they'd like to adopt, but they want to just help. So they're like, hey, we know one of your high need items, maybe that's a microwave or something, or a rice cooker or something, you know, let me get a microwave or rice cooker, and then they'll give it to us. And we'll match that up with those families that aren't adopted. 750 plus families needing adoption is a huge number. So,
and those confirm wishing tree locations, there are four of them I know of. They are
Koko Marina Center in Hawaii Kai, Monkey Pod Kitchen in Ko'olina, all the Pearl Hawaii Federal Credit Union branches, and then this entity called Kuni Island Fabric. So those are the areas right now that are hosting wishing trees.
And you're still looking for other people, so people could host.
Yes,
if they wanted to.
If you still want to host, please go ahead and give us a call or at 440-3800 or email us at aaf@helpinghandshawaii.org.
How is this different than your Good Neighbor Fund?
So the Good Neighbor Fund is also the big pushes during the holidays. You'll see that mentioned quite a bit with our media partner, the Star Advertiser, where they run stories. We collect monetary donations, and some of those monetary donations may go to support adopt-a-family. Sure. So families that maybe, again, aren't adopted. And so we go and get gift cards for a grocery store or, you know, someplace where they can get items that they need. But largely, it's administered throughout the year for emergency financial assistance for individuals and families that are at risk of either having their utilities shut off or being evicted or are homeless and trying to get back into housing, you know, because we know that those costs can be exorbitant. So, and a lot of those folks are dealing with one-time or emergency or crisis situations that have put them in that position. So that fund is there when needed to support those instances and those families.
Here's how you can do it. Pretty humbling. HelpingHandsHawaii.org. You can complete one of these adopt-a-family donor information forms there. You can email it to aaf@HelpingHandsHawaii.org. They're looking to have these by December 5th, so they can be dropping off the gifts by December 8th. You can also do a general reach out to them if you have other questions, hhh@HelpingHandsHawaii.org, and you can give them a buzz, 808-536-7234. Get all the contact information we've just provided, plus the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests waiting for you at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. It is another one of these seasonal things to help out folks. These guys also do one, the Ready to Learn program, to help out kids that are in very difficult, impoverished situations to try to get through that early chapter of life with their school supplies and stuff, which can be critical. And now they're back with this adopt-a-family program around the holidays, helping out a lot of folks in the Aloha State who are struggling to get by and facing things like domestic violence, severe mental health challenges, homelessness. It's a lot of ways to help out. And Jan Harada, President and CEO of Helping Hands Hawaii, detailing those with us today here on Helping Hand. And thanks for doing what you're doing, and really appreciate you letting me have this on for our Thanksgiving that we're doing together. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.